COVID hospitalizations, they have reached a new high for this year, and we're discussing the pandemic with Wisconsin's chief medical officer on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. First, though, let's get a check on our year-end membership drive that is underway at Wisconsin Public Radio. I am here with Lee Rayburn. Hi there, Lee.
Good morning, Kate.
We have come bearing a message that is your support is vital to all the programs on WPR. It is the largest source of funding. So take a few minutes right now to support the programs you count on with your year-end gift at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
In this hour, we have a goal of 20 gifts. These hourly goals, they're essential. They help us stay on track financially so we can keep the discussion going strong here on the Ideas Network. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here's the deal. You may assume that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely through tax dollars. And it's true, we do get funding from federal and state sources, but that's not the whole picture. And it really is voluntary listener contributions that make up the largest source of funding for WPR programs.
In other words, you. That means your support's vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. Now that you know how important you are, make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we don't expect any one or even 100 listeners to carry the costs of The Morning Show or any other program that you love. And in fact, there's an advantage to having the bulk of funding for WPR programs spread out over thousands of donors.
Sure, just think about it. When we have that wide base of support, it makes for a more stable organization. So join in. Become a member. Your gift might be $100 or it might be $10 a month. You decide the amount and donation method that's best for you. And then give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This member drive, make a gift for the essential news and refreshing entertainment you enjoy year-round on Wisconsin Public Radio. You'll be entered to win a year of NPR-inspired coffee and wine and a Cheese of the Month Club membership. No contribution is necessary. You can send a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Coffee, Wine, and Cheese Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you make a donation of any amount. Here's how.
The trifecta. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Lee Rayburn. It is your support during this year-end member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of, say, $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you set it at, that is the right amount.
And supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with a few minutes of your time. All we need is your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Exactly. Your gift supports the stories, the programs, these conversations that keep you connected to the world, to your community. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So when 20 more people support WPR programs, in the next 50 minutes, we'll meet our goal. WPR, listener-powered. And that's why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, a little lanyap here, your donation enters you in a drawing for a year-long subscription for NPR-inspired coffee and wine along with Wisconsin cheeses. Like I said, the trifecta here. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And sustainers, those of you making ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered. And thank you so much for being a sustainer. If you're not one yet, sign up now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you are a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you. And make today the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month or whatever you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 2552.
Shout out to Katie Joe in Chippewa Falls, who says, I listen to WPR every morning. I love the accurate news and informed programming. Katie Joe, thank you. Olivia in Iola says, I've started my mornings with WPR my entire life, and I'm excited to keep these awesome programs going strong.
So your gift right now, so important, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Now to the pandemic in Wisconsin, as numbers once again turn grim, surpassing 9,000 COVID deaths this week. Case counts surging, more than 400 patients in the ICU with COVID around the state. That's the Wisconsin Hospital Association dashboard. Your questions about vaccines, boosters, masking, the state's approach, your family going through COVID, 800-642-1234. Dr. Ryan Westergaard is Chief Medical Officer and State Epidemiologist for Communicable Diseases for Wisconsin Department of Health Services, DHS. Dr. Westergaard, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. It's nice to speak with you again.
Good morning. Starting with the global concern over the Omicron variant, which has surfaced in California, as you know, what does this variant mean for Wisconsin, which is going through another winter surge 21 months in?
Yes, it's concerning, but I think the key message right now is that there's many things that we still have to learn. There's more unanswered questions than answered questions. What we know about the new variant is that it can rapidly spread in a community, even communities where the Delta variant, which is highly transmissible, had been the dominant strain of the virus. That's what was seen in South Africa and got everyone's attention. Now that we're starting to see it spread in other areas of the world, it's a concern that it's going to outcompete or compete with the Delta variant and spread along the same times. Now, it's important to know what we don't know, and I think that's an important message here. There's concerns based on the genetic code of the virus that it might be different enough that vaccines work differently, that some of our treatments work differently, or that it might cause different types of symptoms or more severe disease. But those are all things we don't know yet. In the next few weeks, scientists around the world will be studying the virus in the lab, seeing how it interacts with medications and antibodies, and will answer those questions. So right now, it's mostly a concern because it seems to be able to spread so quickly.
It's interesting you bring up Delta. The state hygiene lab sequences the genetic code of a sampling of COVID test samples. Looking at the dashboard I saw this morning, every one of the samples they've tested has come back as Delta variant in the last 30 days, nothing else. So what stands out to you in the sequencing reports and what you see there?
Yeah, that's a very informative dashboard that our state lab does. And you see that we've seen this story before with the Alpha variant and then the Delta variant. It seems to be that when a new variant shows up, it spreads more easily. It just dominates. It becomes the main virus that spreads. And the South African government put up a graphic that looked very similar to what our Wisconsin dashboard has. And it showed over the period of just a couple of weeks that the Omicron variant became dominant and started to outcompete the Delta variant. So we have not seen that anywhere else. But the thinking is that the Omicron variant has been spreading for a few weeks, if not a month, in South Africa, and it might take over relatively quickly. Of course, we don't know. What was different about South Africa is they had really gotten to the other end of their winter surge, and the Delta variant was on the retreat. In a lot of communities, they had relatively low levels of transmission and then saw a spike up of new cases that turned out to be caused by the Omicron variant. We're in the middle of our winter peak, so no one knows how the new variant is going to behave in the setting where there's already really high transmission.
One more question along these lines of specimen testing. Is there enough of it? Is there enough specimen testing volume going on proactively to contain this? Or do you need to up your specimen volume?
We think there's a good system in place. In Wisconsin, we do about 800 to 1,000 of the whole genome sequencing tests a week. So that means you have several thousand positive PCR tests a day. Between 5 and 10% of them get sent to a specialized lab for the sequencing. And that's probably enough. In addition to that, we have the flexibility with partnerships at labs and providers who can take specimens of particular concern. For example, if a patient traveled to Africa and returned to Wisconsin, we can reach out and selectively sequence specimens that have certain characteristics. And we've developed relationships and the ability to share specimens and do this with our regional partners and CDC quickly. So I think we have a pretty robust system to detecting variants in the state.
So many more COVID tests are coming back positive. What is behind this spike?
Well, it's winter. We know, you know, that weather plays an important role. As people gather indoors, transmission happens. This is true of all respiratory viruses. And we know that holidays play a big role. Every major holiday, when you look at our epidemic curve since the beginning of the pandemic, we've seen an uptick. And we're now going to be in the next few weeks after Thanksgiving, where a lot of people got together. And unfortunately, there may have been a lot of transmission that occurred in those gatherings. And you know, we're heading into the Christmas and Hanukkah season where other people are gathering. So I think it's important for people to appreciate that, to understand that these are not risk-free environments, that it's beneficial to keep gatherings small, wear masks when you're in large gatherings in particular, do testing. We have an increased access to rapid antigen testing that people can get tested if you have any symptoms. And if there's any question at all that someone might be coming down with a cold or flu-like symptoms, stay home, isolate, get tested, call your provider.
We have Wisconsin's Chief Medical Officer Ryan Westergaard with us as we discuss the state of our battle with COVID. Are you wearing a mask? Have you scheduled or gotten a COVID booster shot? We'll be talking about boosters. What is your message for public health? It's 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up ahead with Dr. Westergaard right here on the Ideas Network. Wisconsin, along with the rest of the world, is still in dangerous territory with the COVID pandemic. We're getting briefed by Wisconsin's chief medical officer on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now let's talk about our year-end membership drive that is in full swing. I'm here with Lee Rayburn. It is our year-end member drive. WPR is listener-supported, and your gift now will ensure the programs you rely on have a strong start in 2022. You make WPR programs possible as we head into this new year when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Kate, we have 40 minutes left this hour, and we're looking for 20 more people to join in. Thank you if you've already given.
And if you haven't, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
I don't need to tell you that the Ideas Network is where you hear substantial topics like Dr. Westergaard right now, because you want more than just a headline. We go deeper into the issues. So make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're talking a lot about becoming a sustainer this drive. And when you make ongoing monthly contributions from your bank account or your credit card, that is how it works. And here's a really nice benefit. As a sustainer, you're automatically entered in member drive drawings.
And this one is special. Coffee, wine, and Wisconsin cheeses. It could be your lucky drive right now, because one lucky person will win a year-long subscription for NPR-inspired coffee and wine along with Wisconsin cheeses. So start your ongoing monthly gift today. You'll be entered in this drawing and all the future ones when you become a sustainer at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This drive, let the impact of your gift go beyond the WPR programs you love. Alliant Energy is partnering with us to help feed families in Wisconsin. They'll match up to 12,500 meals provided through Food Bank Thank You Gifts. Ask for yours today when you give $10 or $20 a month. Thank you for making a difference for your neighbors and WPR programs with your gift now. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Lee Rayburn here with Kate Archer-Kent. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. Whether your contribution is $10 a month or $100 a month, We appreciate and we count on your gift.
And after you've made your donation to WPR, you can make your gift go further by telling your friends and family.
And neighbors and anybody else who walks by. Whether you use social media, call them up, or mention it when you see them, just letting your friends and family know that you support WPR will help plant that idea in their minds. So make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And then let your friends and family and everybody else know how good it feels when you support the station that you enjoy every day.
Still looking for those 20 people to join in to the Wisconsin Public Radio family. Your gift today at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 ensures a bright future for the programs you rely on.
And choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month. Alliant Energy is partnering with us, and they'll match every meal raised through the Food Bank Thank You Gift up to $5,000 worth of meals. So ask for your Food Bank gift and get it matched at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And now is a great time to become a sustaining member. It's easy to set up. It's convenient. Ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. Get started now. It takes just a few minutes of your time on this Thursday morning, right, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Take it from Janet in Middleton, who says, I learn so much on a wide variety of topics and enjoy the focus here in Wisconsin. Eric in Ripon says, I like to listen to news I trust as being true.
WPR is listener-supported, and that means that your gift is powerful. It truly makes a difference. We appreciate it so much at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you for your support. Now to the pandemic. Has news of the Omicron variant caused you to change how you go about your business? Do you have a loved one hospitalized with COVID? Do you care for COVID patients? What are you seeing on your medical team? Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. Dr. Ryan Westergaard, state epidemiologist for communicable diseases, stays with us. Dr. Westergaard, the hospital situation, the Wisconsin Hospital Association shows about 49 ICU beds in the entire state out of more than 1,300 that are available. What are concerns there about hospitals filling up?
Yeah, all of our hospitals and all of our regions are feeling a lot of strain right now. Our numbers, when we survey the hospitals daily, is that 95% of ICU beds are in use. And the challenge that poses is when patients need, conditions change and they need higher levels of care, there's not always the opportunity to get them where they need to be to get the safest care in time when they need it most. So this is the concern with hospital capacity, is that we want to give people the best possible care they can when there's no room to move people around and people need to be transferred to a different hospital and there's no hospital in their region to take them. This creates an unsafe situation. So it's a lot of concern. We're trying to maintain good communication and collaboration among healthcare systems to make sure that we can give everybody the best care they need.
Have you been hearing of hospitals having to go on divert? Are they diverting patients?
Yes, that's a pretty routine occurrence that hospital and particularly emergency departments are filled, that patients who are admitted to the hospital and would normally go to an inpatient floor or an ICU have to stay in the emergency department longer than needed. And other types of situations are that waiting rooms are full and some patients are being seen in the hall. These are all scenarios that are happening around the state right now. So what we need to do to work together to help our healthcare workers and our facilities are to take every action we can to prevent disease, which is getting vaccinated for COVID and getting vaccinated for influenza, and then use our resources wisely. If you're uncertain that what you're experiencing is an emergency, then call your provider and get advice before coming to the emergency department. Be in communication with your healthcare team. By all means, reach out when you need. But we really need to have our hospitals ready for people who are really sick from COVID and other conditions. And that becomes harder to do when the capacity is reaching its limit.
Booster shots. Wisconsin has given over 1 million boosters, but noticing the 7-day average for boosters is trending downward in our state. Have you had any supply-demand issues with boosters?
There are plenty of doses, both primary doses and booster doses, to go around for everyone who's eligible. So our goal is to work on the demand side and tell everyone and communicate to the public what we've learned about how important booster doses are, particularly with new variants spreading, what we don't know about vaccine efficacy. Getting boosted to optimize or boost the immune response is going to be in everyone's interest. So right now, as of last week, everyone 18 year and older who's more than 6 months after they got their primary dose, if it was the mRNA vaccine, or 2 months if they received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, is eligible for a booster. And what we've learned about how immune protection might wane over time, it is actually recommended now for everyone 18 and older to get a booster dose. So we encourage everyone to go do that.
Let's bring in Joe in Oconto Falls. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was wondering if there is a possibility we could be hopeful that a variant like Omicron could be more transmissible but less disease-causing, that it could outcompete variants that are more disease-causing.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. That's a great question. Certainly when the genetic makeup of a virus changes in a significant way, the way that it behaves in the body can be unpredictable. And that's certainly one of the possibilities, is that it can be more transmissible, but it might less efficiently cause disease. That would be, a pleasant surprise. And if the Delta variant, which is as virulent, probably not more than other variants that came before, could be outcompeted by a variant that causes less severe disease, that could be a blessing in disguise. But I don't think we want to count on that. And I think the key message is that this is a virus that causes COVID-19, and COVID-19 is a very serious disease. So we want to do all that we can to prevent COVID-19, which is preventing the spread of all variants that we know. And we know how to do this. We have more and more tools to prevent disease, so we just need to use them.
We only have a few seconds left, but speaking of competition, flu, we're seeing these flu cases really increase in our state. What's going on there?
Well, we got off easy last year. We had essentially no flu season, but that's not the case this year. We're starting to see outbreaks. In the Midwest, we saw some outbreaks in college campuses. So flu is here, still at low levels, but it could increase. And our flu vaccine numbers are lower than they were last year. So we really need to get the word out that influenza vaccine is widely available and recommended for everyone 6 months old and older.
Dr. Westergaard, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure always.
Dr. Ryan Westergaard, Chief Medical Officer. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.